Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, you guys. Again, as always, I'm super excited about being here with you. We have an amazing show today, and I'm just letting everybody know that we are on. Those of you that don't know, that may be in the office right now, and it's 11 o'clock, and it's time to join us right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Yes, indeed, you guys. So yeah, today is the 29th. I cannot believe that the first month of 2020 is already almost over. This is last week. I can't believe it. But we also have so much to talk about as far as Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, and all the other people that were part of the crash. In that crash, our hearts go out to them. I don't want to start the show without saying my condolences and just how much we're praying for every person that lost their loved one, family members and friends, and everybody that looked up to him and had relations with any of the other family people on the helicopter. We just, you know, really here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat want to give our condolences and just say how sorry we are and how we are keeping you up in prayer, and we're just believing God that this too shall pass, and definitely our hearts go out to every person, even those that love the sport and love you know, just all that he stood for, those, you know, fans and people that, you know, looked up to him, even, you know, as players and or as wannabe players, some of you. But he was definitely someone to look up to and admire, and just like I said, I want to give our condolences for that. And we got a wonderful show here for you today. I just wanted to say that first. We have Ryan Lestrain that's going to be joining us, Apostle. I love me some Ryan Lestrain. He's going to give us some words of encouragement. I know God's got something, gave him some kind of revelation or something to refresh us and encourage us and strengthen us. So I know that he'll be joining us soon. And I'm super excited about Stan Shaw that's gonna be on today. We got so much going on. Stan Shaw, and then we have our wonderful DJ Dave Spivey that made us a gospel house mix. I'm so excited about that. It's going to be so good. And then we have, of course, you know, Gina G is going to be with us. We got our minister and poet, Estelle Monroe Gant. We got television writer, actor, producer, director Bentley Cow is going to be joining us. So super duper excited about all of our guests today and all of the just the words of encouragement, some laughs, some set your body free. And which brings me to, we're going to go ahead and do the weather. I needed to shift gears real quick. Let's see. Today in D.C. is 42 degrees. Our high is going to be 45. It's cloudy now, but it's going to be clearing up later on. Detroit, you are 31 and cloudy today. Your high is 33. Oh, my God. I know it's cold as heck. Jacksonville, 56, partly cloudy today. And your high is going to be 62. You got some showers coming after 4 p.m., so be prepared for that. Let's see. London, you are 48 degrees, partly cloudy right now. That is going to be your high. You're waking up to 48, and your high tomorrow is going to be 56. Los Angeles, I'll be seeing you next month. I'm so excited. 56 degrees, and your high is going to be 74. Oh, 75, say it is. And so all this week you got wonderful weather. You got 80s coming. I think Monday is 64 is your high and 65, but that's still some good weather. You got great weather coming this whole week coming to you. 47 degrees and cloudy in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's see. South Australia, you are 89 degrees right now. That is your high. 82 you're waking up to. You're going to have 101 degrees tomorrow. Lots of wind, so be prepared for that. 51 degrees in Hawaii. Your high is going to be 67. You're waking up tomorrow to 51 degrees. You got showers coming all week, so expect that and be prepared. Australia, we're still praying for you guys. And just, you got the cutest animals ever. Just the cutest. That is a dream of mine to come and visit. And I hope that I'll be able to be of some use as a servant when I get there. So anyone from Australia that is in ministry, please contact me, DM me or inbox me on Instagram and Facebook. Facebook. You can reach me at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, or you can inbox me at Dr. Gina R. Prince, or you can go on Instagram and DM me at Gina R. Prince. And please email me at Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com. DrGinaRPrince at gmail.com. Okay. All right. And let's see. Your high tomorrow is going to be 108 degrees tomorrow. I'm waking up to 81. Puerto Rico, you are 77 degrees right now. That is your high. Please be prepared for showers that's coming after 4. Working into the evening around 8. You're sunny all day tomorrow. 80 is going to be your high. You're waking up to 64. Portugal, you are 44 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. You're waking up to 47. And you also have showers all week now long, so be prepared for that. All right, we're going to take a minute, a word from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, you guys. So Ministerial Moment. I just realized without me even doing it intentionally that I was literally purging. I am purging, y'all. I am purging on my social media. I am purging with what I eat, what I do. If it doesn't bring happiness to me, I'm not going to deal with it. You know what I mean? And I'm not suggesting that everything in life is going to be happy, 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 but I'm choosing consciously to protect my space. And I have allowed a lot of unnecessary situations in my life by not protecting my space. So I have just unconsciously, it was a prayer that I had with God. I prayed about it and I really just realized that, you know what, I don't know how to do this. So God just really just kind of like gave me an unction and it just started happening. I'm talking about purging stuff. Like if it has no relevance to the message or if it's not going anywhere, I'm not going to participate in it. I don't care about numbers. I don't care if there's a season of loneliness. I just don't want to have anything to interfere with the peace that I've been fighting to have all my life. Like I just have made up my mind. Like if it's a struggle, if it's a lot of me and less of them, and if it's too much proving something or whatever it is, it's taking a lot more energy. I mean, I would much rather just love you and be there for you and support you. I would much rather connect with people that are like-minded, that want to do better in life, that want to believe in something higher than them. Like I just don't desire to connect with people that think that they are the end all or that they're doing everything, that they don't give God any credit. I can minister to you, but I can be there for you and I can be like a in and out situation, but I will not allow at this time in my life at 50 going on 51 next month to allow anybody's negativity or a negative content. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Even on social media, I have unfollowed so many people. I think almost 500 people on my social media because I just really don't want to connect with anything negative. I'm choosing to protect my boundaries and have boundaries. I'll choose this season to respect the boundaries that God has allotted me. And what I've done was, and I'm gonna give you an example, because I'm single, right? So it's been like you know, I've only dated like a couple of times. This is just one example, or of anything. I mean, so like if he's, and this could work for anybody, if he has delivered you from something or someone, and you, and he's given you boundaries. You know, you walked away. Most of the time, he always ends a situation with you on the top. If you choose to go back to the vomit, then you did not respect the boundary that God has set up for you. And see, it took me so long to really get that. Like, I really did not understand exactly what he was doing. Sometimes I would think I would get mad and I would be like, you know, forget it. I'll just be just with you, God. I don't need nobody. You don't want me to be with anybody. Or if it was a season of a struggle, you just don't want me to have anything. I mean, I went through this whole brat season, you know, because I've only been faithful to him for 17 years. That might be a lot to some people, but some people, I mean, I was saved since 16, but I've only been faithful to him and seeking after him diligently for 17 years. So really, I'm just like growing through all this adolescent and teenage stage. And I had to look at it like that, like, you know, you're just going through the stages and you're going through these life lessons and you're growing and maturing. And so now I'm at this age where, you know, I just, not just because of the age, but just mentally, I just feel like I want to respect the boundaries that God has allotted me. And in those boundaries is where my peace and my joy is. You know, even if I'm doing ministry or even if I'm being attacked, have opposition of where my position is, I got these boundaries. So nothing can come in the boundary unless I let it in. And you say, how do you let it in? Well, you let it in by you just going outside of the boundary to meet somebody else where they are and try to fit yourself where they are. And it's only going to cost you so much than if you just stay in your boundaries and let God, you know, because what will enter? Okay, so this is the thing. So you got your boundaries up. How will somebody be able to come in your boundaries? First of all, they got to respect your position. They got to respect your position, women and men. If somebody is trying to seduce you from not pleasing God, then that's you allowing them into your boundary. Okay. You got to keep that stuff out because God is only going to bring people to you that bring people to you. Not that you're walking the earth like Jesus and, you know, you're touching lives and, you know, your testimony is setting people free like Paul and Peter and all of them. No, I'm not talking about walking through the earth and blessing people. I'm talking about whenever Jesus went, he even told Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, because it did not agree with the boundary that was set for him so he can pursue his destiny. That's a great example of that. So I just want you to just understand that if anything is going against your walk with God or the position of peace and joy and rest, and it's causing you to people please or satisfy or put down God to please them or be with them or do for them, or, you know, you're being hurt and beat up. Let me tell you something. Even David was able to go to a cave to escape the bullying and the meanness of Saul. So I just want you to understand that God has a place and a way to escape. And even when Saul came, even when David saw Saul and was eight, he could have killed him. But the boundary was like that if he had did anything to harm him, then he would have relinquished his boundary that God has set, which was protecting him from any more hurt and pain from Saul, because Saul was abusive. He hated David. He wanted to kill him. He didn't want him on the earth anymore. So if David was going to sit there and play the harp for him and keep trying to please him and please him and please him, it wasn't going to work in David's favor. So God allowed David to have boundaries against Saul that he wasn't even able to find him. And he was able to go in caves and pray and seek God and all of that. And he's a testimony to us today. So all I'm saying is, in this season, I don't care nothing about numbers. I don't care nothing about who's with me. I don't care about who's not with with me. I don't care if I'm with a man or if I'm not a man or if I'm married or if I'm not married. I know what God has set for me in this space that I'm in, and I am at peace with that. Anything that God brings to me, I receive it openly and I receive it lovingly because I know that my Father is only going to bring the best to me. You know, I'm not looking for it anymore or like the hunger for it. I just want more of God. And it's not an age thing. It's just a place that I've come to with him. And it's taken years of prayer and diligence in seeking him in his word and not depending on man's opinion or tradition or religion, but really having my relationship with him. So I just want to encourage you of that today. This is your season, man. This is your season to get the fullness of what God has for you. Stay in your boundaries and don't allow anybody to come and enter in the space that God has placed you in and protect you in and provide for you. Because everybody that you think you want to be with, that you think you want to be with and want to be friends with and want to date or whatever the situation is, they are not equipped or prepared for what God is about to bless you with. And personally, I trust God more than I trust myself because I done seen it enough in my lifetime that I don't need to see it again. I don't need to experience again that God is just, this is not the person that God wants me to connect with. Everybody that starts with you, you got to know when seasons are up. You got to know when, because I'm telling you, it always blows up when you do not let people go and let God do what he has to do. The more you hang on, the more heartache it'll cause to both of you. So I'm just saying in this season, I don't know if it might be 2020. It might be that I'm 51. I don't know. I don't take no credit. I just feel like it's God's timing. It's just time that I got it. And I just pray that you get it. It might not take 17 years. You might get it just from the sound of my voice, from the experience that I've had. It's so much. I want you guys to follow me on my social media because I'm going to be writing a lot. God is leading me to write a lot about my life. And a lot of this stuff is already in the Born into Sin, Transform into Destiny. But basically all I'm doing is just kind of touching and elaborating on some stuff that I'm just getting the revelation of because I still was being dealt with it. I mean, it's just a lot. So anyway, I just want you to be encouraged with that. And this has been Ministerial Moment and we're going to get started. We got Gina G joining us. Hey, Gina G joining us. Hey. She's going to give us the trending tea shortly. But first, we got to see what Stan Shaw is talking about.
Okay, so I'm standing here at the premiere of Grayson's Family Christmas with Stan Shaw. I am so honored to be here. You have been in everything. You are a legend. Please tell us what it was like to do this film.
It was like reconnecting with a family. It was phenomenal to work with these young Christians who are holy in the world and to be held by one of them. It was majestic.
Wow. Do you think that we need more family movies like this, especially with our culture?
Yeah, especially with our culture. This is a family situation that reminds me of my family.
Wow.
It was somebody in this film who reminds you of somebody at your house.
Exactly, and that's what I felt when I was watching it. I felt like it was very realistic, very down to earth, and especially true to our culture and everything. But I also love how, the family just gathered together, rallied together. Do you feel like this is something that will inspire, just in this day and time where we are right now, for more families to come together and unite again? Maybe we've lost that, maybe?
Well, I think it should. I think it should. The whole meaning of family has lost its power, its punch, because of different situations with different people, whether it's economic or racial or whatever the odds are against people. But family is a strong organization.
Yes.
And once it's renewed, it's not a
favorite.
You can look at the root of family, the traces, and to see what causes it. you know, families, people are the tree, but the roots of the family.
Yes.
Whether it be a group of women or a group of men or whatever, but family is everything. And once people get into God, they get into what that family means. And everything's more than the sky is the limit.
I'm just so honored to see you and just to see that you're just continuously evolving and being utilized to speak life into our generation after generation. It's just such an honor to see you here.
You.
I mean, where can everybody follow you?
I'm on Twitter. Stan Shaw.
Okay. Well, I'm going to follow you.
Okay,
thank you
for
saying. Oh, well, all right now. But it was so good to connect with you. Thank you so much. And this movie is phenomenal. It's premiered tonight, but it's actually going to be for everyone on Bounce on Sunday night. So be ready to see him in his just awesomeness because he's so incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
That was such an experience to sit up there and talk to Stan Shaw. We've seen him in movies, child. You already know Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. You remember that?
Of course. He's he was a boxer on Harlem Nights. Let's go, ladies.
I know. So, listen, we're getting ready to get started. Let's see. Let me do this sponsorship real quick before we go on to our next segment. Your weakness is God's tool for his purposes. Ryan Lestrange's new book, The Jochebed Anointing, brings you 15 mysteries about how God is raising you up to do great things. You know how God used Moses as a powerful deliverer, but did you consider how he used his mother Jochebed? A seemingly insignificant person can be used for extraordinary things. Check out The Jochebed Anointing by Ryan Lestrange, available on Amazon and where fine books are sold. All right, Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. The Trinity with Gina G. With Gina G. And Trinity.
I'm so sorry, everybody, because that song, it just hits me. And every time it's an extended version, it's that's the remix of the remix. Okay. Okay, let's bring it back. I'm so sorry, y'all. Hello, beautiful people. First of all, your ministerial minute was amazing. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And it got me hyped. Okay. I am hyped and ready. Now we're going to start with the trending tea. And really, honestly, the trending tea I have, of course, everybody in the world knows what my trending tea is going to be about today. It is about the late, great Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna Bryant. Mm. As we all know, all over the world, both of them were killed along with five others in a helicopter crash on Sunday morning. They were leaving church. They left church on their way to her basketball game where he was the coach, and the helicopter went down in near Calabasas. I didn't even know, first of all, how much he meant to I knew how much he meant to basketball. I just didn't know how much he meant to the world. And Kobe Bryant, rest his soul, and his 13-year-old daughter, who was following in his footsteps, life got cut short. And it's crazy, Gina, because this was something that they kind of always expected, because him and his wife Vanessa had a pact that they would never fly on the helicopter together. That it would have to be one or the other. So they would never fly together, just because if something ever happened like this, that the kids would not lose, of course, both of their parents. So it is just a sad day, not only in Los Angeles, but all over the world. I'm sure you guys have been online on his page, his wife, everywhere. It's everywhere. So I know you've read the stories, but Shaquille O'Neal finally broke his silence this morning. You can see that on The Shade Room and also on CNN. And come to find out, they hadn't spoke since he retired.
Oh, wow. That's a few years.
For about a couple years. So it's he really made a strong statement that you can't procrastinate. Of course you can't procrastinate with life, but you can't procrastinate with making that call, having that conversation with family and friends that you haven't spoken to. And, you know, it's like losing, he said it was like losing a little brother. So everybody has spoke on this, but just to see grown men, Gina, that are athletes, big, 6, 7 feet tall, huge men crying on national television about losing someone who was such an extraordinaire. He had 5 NBA championship titles. He did a three-peat, championship with the Los Angeles Lakers. He only played for the Lakers. His whole 20-year career was with the Los Angeles Lakers, which very few NBA players can say that they've been with the same team their whole career. He got in at 7. I mean, it's such a tragic story on top of all the others that were lost. The others that were lost was, of course, the pilot. There was a coach and his wife and his daughter, and it was another coach and her daughter and then another coach. So it was they were on their way to a game. And I can't imagine – you know, kissing your family goodbye or telling them I'll see you later or I'll see you at the game and just never coming home. It is a tragedy. They also have TMZ is also being, I don't want to say the word sued, but they're under investigation for because actually TMZ reported this information before his wife even knew. So TMZ, well, everybody knows TMZ is known for, of course, spreading the news. But people are just saying, in the respect of it all, there was no way that she should have found out what happened to her husband and her child from the internet.
So, oh, my God.
The world is just full of phone. You know, nowadays your phone is a weapon. You know, you can pull this phone out and it can either calm some mess down or it can get some mess started. You know, so it's just a sad day. For me, being a person that grew up in Los Angeles and, you know, selling waters at the parade and, you know, being around just the Los Angeles Lakers. When LeBron went to Los Angeles Lakers, they took down the mural of Kobe Bryant and put LeBron James on there. And when I tell you the city went crazy, the city went crazy. And that mural of LeBron James was immediately taken down and back replaced with Kobe Bryant. The city of Los Angeles adores Kobe Bryant. He did so much for the NBA and also the WNBA, which a lot of people don't know, that he did so much with the women's basketball. So it is just a tragic situation. So you guys, I hope that you guys can find it in your hearts or some room to pray for Vanessa and the remaining children. I was told that his oldest daughter had to be rushed to the hospital because she couldn't stop hyperventilating. She couldn't catch her breath. So it's just horrible all the way around. So you know, what she say is going to be, you know, hug your family members today. Call them. I mean, this is the word around the world right now. Just hug your family. You never know. Tomorrow is not promised. God does not make mistakes, you know, but it is for the living. It is a hard pill to swallow. It's just something that we will never understand death fully. But, you know, people say, oh, you only live once. You only live once. No, you die once and you live every day. So live every day, people. That is what she say, and Gina G with the Trinity on this Wednesday.
All right. This is such a sad thing. I gave everybody our condolences. You know, just said that from Dr. Gina's radio chat. But that was really good. Thank you so much for that. Let's get some worship in. We're gonna take a commercial break and then we're gonna go right into DJ Dave Spivey with his 5-minute gospel praise house mix. Let's go.
Let's go.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Somebody shout glory.
Yes, it did. It just, I was over here like, yes, come on, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, because we're going to play another one. Yeah. He gave us another one. We're going to play another one. You know why? Because, you know, with the Kobe Bryant situation and all the other people that passed away, I'm reading on my social media. God lost a friend of mine that I went to high school with, lost his wife, lost some other relatives all within a week. It's just a lot of
heaviness. I lost a patient at work. It's just, you're right. It's a lot of death.
Oh, wow. So we need Dave's fight. We got another one. We're going to play it later on in the show. But let's get started. Maybe we can get some words of encouragement. And I'm almost certain from Estelle Monroe Gant, Pastor Minister Estelle Monroe Gant. Hey, girl, what's going on?
Hey, family, you was jamming.
I know, right? I cannot wait to play the other one.
I was like, my girl Gina G. I was over here patting my feet, like, yes, I need it.
Yes,
but Yes, I was really hurt to my core to to hear about Kobe and his beautiful daughter and all the other wonderful people that was traveling with him on that day. But I do believe that, you know, I know that, you know, we have sorrow on our heart and all of that, but I do believe that God is still just and God is still on the throne and God has a plan. And we may not understand that, but I do believe that God has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad. And I agree with you, Dr. Gina. Is, you know, it really makes you reevaluate some things, you know?
Yeah.
So with that being said, I dug something out of the archives. I think I've done this poem a while back, but I really hope this encourages somebody. And this poem is about survival. It's about believing who you are and just pushing forward through hard times. And so, let's see. Everything we go through in life, the name of the poem is It Was Necessary, and it just deals with everything we go through. It builds us. It makes us, and we may not see that beforehand, but know that, you know, that you're in a potter's hand. So it goes, I stepped out of the boxing ring without a scratch. We fought 12 rounds, but I won the match. I mean, my nails still shine with shellac, and my hair is still intact. I'm undefeated. The number one record holder. Some allow fear and the adversary. Some allow fear and the adversary to discourage them, but not me. I say it was necessary for me to be afflicted because I survived every setback, every hurt, and every disappointment, both publicly and in private. I'm still here because I survived it. According to some casual observers, my dreams were a conclusion 6 feet under and miscarried. But there's a difference from being planted than being buried. God doesn't give vision without making provision, and when or how is totally his decision. Fear, I will no longer allow you to censor my narrative or date rape my commentary. See, my positive declarations are necessary because I have the power to speak life. Even when my posts seem weak, I'm on fleek with my faith. Before the foundations of the world, someone paid my ransom, and now I am the anthem for my people. Predestined to be here. I'm lit, and this girl is on fire like Alicia Keys or Beyonce's Beehive. Even a promoter Don King yelled, give me her, I got five. I'm Superwoman by default. I fight because I was taught to never lay down my crown because the winner's circle is where I belong. I will punch, kick, and bite just to win the fight. I will not lay down my crown because God laid down his life. I will punch, kick, and bite just to win the fight of life by all means necessary because now I carry the title of number one record holder. Through it all, I lost some things and some people, but I gained momentum and I learned to appreciate my struggles and even thank the one who sent them because I'm no longer bitter, but now I'm better. My winning status was intentional. My winning status was intentional, and the hardships I suffered was unmentionable, but it shaped and molded me to worth. And now I give birth to greatness, and I rate this 5 stars on the scales of greatness. Whew, I'm sorry. Okay, so I rate this 5 stars on the scales of greatness. I'm on Google. I'm on social media. I'm a warrior. I'm on Wikipedia. I'm in the winner's circle. Because God loves me. I'm in the winner's circle. Because God loves me. I'm a survival. I'm a survivor. And that's who I'll always be.
Yeah. All right. Well, praise God. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, yes. Estelle.
I am on Facebook, Estelle Monroe Gantt, That's mm-hmm. 2 T's. And I'm also on Twitter at the number for real Gant. That's 2 P's.
All right. Thank you, sister. Listen, we're going to thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Okay. All right. We're getting ready to shift gears. We're going to go ahead and take one more praise break real quick. And then we're going to hear from. Yeah, I know. Right. And then we're going to hear from my next guest. I'm super excited about that. So let's go ahead and let's just give God some praise, y'all. Let's go. DJ Dave Spivey.
Get it.
Yes. Spivey. Yes, indeed, honey.
We fall down, but we get up.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm so excited. I love the praise break. I love it. That is our new addition, you guys. You got to just stay tuned because, like I said, you never know. Let's get right into this last interview, and then me and Gina G got some things to share with you, okay? Let's go ahead and hear the interview with director, television writer, actor, producer, Bentley Kyle Evans.
So right now with me, we got Bentley Kyle Evans in the building, okay, in the cut and everything else. Tell us about how excited you are about everything that's going on right now.
I am excited. I'm excited about this whole Trumpet Awards experience. They're honoring my man, Martin, and we have so much history going back to producing the Martin Show. And, you know, it's wonderful to just be recognized for our wonderful achievements and accomplishments that we've had to endure. So it's wonderful.
So what all is on the plate now? I know it's Endicott, and what nights did that come on?
Endicott's, well, both shows come on Wednesday nights, but Endicott's not airing right now. It won't air again until, I believe, May. And Family Time is currently in its run right now on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. Wonderful show, wonderful depiction of what the Black experience is like in today's society.
How long have you been into this producing and all of this? Did you know that you had a knack for this?
I've been in the business now for 33 years.
Come on, 33, looking like you 33.
I'm going to roll with that.
Came out of the womb doing this because you look
that.
Young.
And then I got into the behind the scenes in 92. So I've been doing it since 1992 as a writer, producer, and now director, and I'm having the time of my life.
I know, right? I'm so excited for you. Tell everybody how they can follow you and keep up with everything that's going on with you.
At Bentley Evans, BENTLEYEVANS, on all platforms. That's how you find me.
One more thing. Tell the starving or the dreamer, the one that wants to get in this business, that's struggling right now, what kind of inspiration can you give them right now?
Don't quit.
Come on now.
Stay with it. Stay the course. I'm telling you, patience is the key here. It's patience, persistence, and prayer. There's going to be a lot of pitfalls, so just expect that. So when it happens, you go, oh, that's what he's talking about. But there's just success on the other side of failure. Trust me when I tell you.
I love it. It's so nice meeting you and talking to you.
God bless
you.
God bless you.
All right now.
Thank you. So he's directed stuff, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, Family Girl. Time, In the Cut, The Jamie Foxx Show, Martin. Girl, it goes on. It was amazing talking to these, I mean, people that just have their hands all up in the industry. A pleasure.
I've met him several times. He is the coolest. I'm trying to audition for something. He just, his new show, In the Cut, which comes on TV One now. They just started their new season. So he is really making moves. He's been around for a long time, but he's got a lot of good stuff under his belt. So I'm just trying to audition, child. I'm trying to be
I'm going to tell you what. Yes, so you getting ready to go on this cruise. Oh, I wanted to make an announcement. Apostle Ryan Lestrain had to reschedule, but he will be with us in February. So just be on the lookout for that. You know, God's got people doing busy things, doing things, child, and flying and traveling and all of that stuff take a play in a lot of it, because we're like in the midday, of course, you know, and you know, a lot of people traveling across the country and stuff in the middle of the day, you know, this time of the day. Yeah, that's my buddy, so he will be here. That is my man right there. He is so full of the anointing and loves God, and I mean, he just flows with it. God just speaks to him, and I just really can't. When, let me just say this, when he comes on, it's gonna be right on time. Let me just say this. You're definitely going to want to tune in when he comes on live and allow God to use him. I'm actually reading his devotional now. It's a 60 days of unusual. That's what it's called. Prepare your heart for uncommon breakthrough. That's the one that I am doing right now. And this was actually forwarded by John Eckhart, but this is Apostle Ryan Lestrain's book, devotion. I've been reading it every day. It's been really on point. So yes, again, 60 days of unusual. All right. So you going on a cruise. Tell us about that. You're doing another cruise tour.
I am. This is the 19th annual Grown and Sexy Super Bowl Cruise.
This is the biggest ship I've been on, child. This is Allure of the Sea. It's a Royal Caribbean. It's a 7-day cruise. It seems like I'm only performing one night. So the rest of the nights, honey, I feel like I'm just going to be amongst just greatness and fun. And they got all black parties, all white parties, 90s parties. Actually, it's crazy. They have a Martin theme party one night. So, honey, it's just going to be a good time. My husband is attending with me along with my 73-year-old auntie who is like a selling queen, honey. She can sell us air that we breathe for free because I'm going to be selling my new merchandise that I have, which is going to be the Gina G towels. They're like rally towels, you know, to wipe the sweat, you know, to take to church with you when you get to sweating on that top lip when you get to break out to your praise dance. So this will be for sale. So she's going to help me do that. So I'm just excited about it all around, Gina, to, you know, be a part of this because it's their 19th annual. So they probably have so much stuff going on, and it's just a tradition. So I'm excited. I am.
Well, be excited. It's so good. I love it. I got to come on one of these cruises with you. Tell everybody, first of all, you already know that you got to tell everybody how to follow us because you got to tell them how to follow you. But how can they follow us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat? How can they listen to us, girl?
I'm telling y'all pay attention. And I know you got Alexa. And all you got to do is say, Alexa, Gina's Radio Chat. And boom, I'm telling y'all, we are right in your ear. We're on Google Play, iHeartRadio. I mean, it's just, we're all over. I'm about to say 100 million. Come on, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Over a million listeners. We're going to get to 100 million. But over a million listeners worldwide, you guys. We appreciate you from all over. Just make sure you talk to Alexa so we can pop up each and every Wednesday on your radio at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, you know your Alexa, not really like your radio. We getting there too, but, you know, right now on your Alexa.
Anyway, we are on Alexa and Google Play, you guys. So go ahead and tune in with that. And you know what? This is just amazing that God is moving and with the internet and electronics and everything that we can actually have moments like this where, you know, on a regular radio station, they only have like a few radio personalities. Right. On the internet and podcasts, you can listen to everybody. Hundreds of different people because there's so many different people. And we're just so thankful that you have made Dr. Gina's Radio Chat one of the number one internet talk shows worldwide. And now we're incorporating, of course, we have all these different celebrity guests and things, and you know, they get to play their music. And you know, it's so many people that's coming up now. I don't even want to blow it because we got a lot of good people coming up. We've had some amazing people, but we got more amazing people coming 20. In February. So I'm just so excited about that. And just thank you. Tell everybody how they can follow you, Gina G.
Well, also in February, you got myself and my sister's birthday, so y'all be on the lookout for that too, because we accept a Cash App gift. Okay, now.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You can find me on social media platforms at Gina G. Too Funny. That's Gina G. The number 2 Funny on Facebook is the only place where you'll find me at Gina G. T-O-O Funny. To keep up with the things I got going on, you guys. And just stay blessed. Love on your family and friends. Even your enemies. They need love, too.
Protect your boundaries. That's all I got to say. If it's toxic.
That's right. Block them off. Love them from afar. It's okay.
If it's toxic. Protect your boundaries. That's all I got
That's
to say.
Right. That's right.
You know, it takes everybody to understand that life is short. Okay.
That's
so
right.
Let me just say that to be clear.
Right.
You know, it's a sad situation. They were in a loving marriage. You know, they've worked through a lot of things. I wasn't there. I don't know their insides. I wasn't in their bedroom or any of that. And I don't know their private conversations, but I do, from the way it seems that they had fixed a lot of things and did a lot of work on things. They matured. They loved each other. They had a great relationship. Their family seemed, you know, very happy and adorable. And, you know, anything toxic, you know, pray about it first. That's all
That's
I got
right.
to say. I mean, don't
That's
email
right.
me and D-mail me. I'm not trying to be mean, but, you know, please protect your boundaries. If you were strong enough to walk away, you know, and it might have been something toxic for you for a long length of time. You know, yes, this is sad, but this might not be your situation. You know, we don't have to pick up everything, you know, because we got to know where we are individually. And that's just wisdom. You know, I'm not going to pick up and call nobody that was toxic towards me before when everything was fine.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
I'm not doing that. I'm a pray and I'm going to let God do the rest.
And I'll block you so you can see my blessing.
Right. But like if you had a relationship with somebody and you haven't spoken to them in a while or a relative that, you know, because life happens, you know, people do. Right. You know, life happens. Situations like that, yes. But I am not going to come in agreement with the enemy at all that's going to try to make that person feel like they need to reach out to somebody that was abusive to them or mistreated them or mishandled you. They just going to keep on missing you. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. Stay in the boundaries. And like I said, if it's somebody that, you know, life happens and, you know, they got married or you had a child and, you know, life happens, you know, things happen. You got a new job. You maybe started school and just time has gotten away from you and you think about them. Call them when you're thinking about them. You know what I'm saying? Reach out. Yes, indeed. All right, you guys. Well, this was great. We had a great show today. We praise dance in honor of the loss, those that have lost their loved ones, those that were in that helicopter crash. We praise dance, and I love DJ Spivey's anointing in that because it really, you know, music and worship can uplift you and remind you how good our Father is in the midst of whatever you're going through, whatever it is. Yes. God is still in control, y'all. He has the final say, and he only has good things planned for you, and you know, nothing is in vain. So I just want you to be encouraged of that. I know, you know, tears come and there's a season and time for everything. If you gotta mourn, mourn your way through it, but just remember that God still loves you and still is in control. All right, you guys, this has been Dr.
Eugenia.
Oh, come on, Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook. come on in. All right, you guys. Well, we don't have any more time, but this was an amazing show. Thank you so much, Gina G, for your your trending tea and your what she say. And we're gonna do something about that theme song for you. We're gonna get that done. And until then, until next time, you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio.